1st July 1917. Dear Miss Wise and everybody at the studio, we have arrived at last. Forgive me for not writing before, but this is a crowded life and leaves few moments for letter writing. I expect you've seen my letter to Mrs. Walker. We had a great send-off from Colchester, quite uproarious. I shook hands 100 times. Supper of ham and eggs, a speech by the Colonel, and a rabble of a march to the station. Splendid crossing, like a mill pond, with an escort of 3 destroyers. This is an awful place, designated the Bull Ring. It's where they put you through it before proceeding to the front. All mixed up together, Canadians, New Zealanders, Portuguese, and so forth. Can you imagine the discomforts of a tent with 13 men in it? No floorboards, just seaside sand of the loosest kind. Rations are given out to each tent and served on the ground. During the process, one quick movement of a foot and your food is covered with sand. I sleep outside the tent. I feel I shall never want a seaside holiday again. We're about to go on a clothes-washing parade. I've bought a large piece of sunlight. Tell Mr. Walker to send on that bottle of quinine and iron tablets at once. If he sent one, would he please send another, so that I shall be sure of getting some. The last few days I've had one of my old attacks of neuralgia, but otherwise quite fit. We expect to leave in a few days. I don't care where we go, as long as we get away from this detestable place. One draft has gone up the line already. Regards to you all, farewell, yours sincerely, J.S.